All right, and we're live. So it's, oh, and we disappeared and we're live again. Okay, anyhow. So today is the last day of the month. It is April 30th. And it seems that stock indices have the first losing month since October. And then tomorrow we have the Fed meeting. And on Friday, the jobs report. So what can we expect? And what are markets doing today? And also, how does this affect our positions? That's what we're going to talk about. So with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to tell you what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is April 30th. And now I forgot what I wanted to say, but let's jump right in and see what is happening here in the markets. And Mark, super interesting yesterday and today.
Exactly, Marcus. You mentioned that we're headed for a losing month, and it could be the first losing month that we've had in the S&P since October. But the trading this week has been interesting. A little bit choppy yesterday, a pretty decent start, and then going red before finishing positive for the day. And then today, a gap lower and seeing some red, some losses.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're right. If you look at yesterday, it was just diddling along, selling off a little bit into the close, bouncing right back. And today, not a whole lot. And that is not too surprising because the big one is tomorrow, the Fed meeting. So this is where the Fed will let us know that they will leave interest rates as they are right now. But then we do have the Fed statement and also Powell's press conference. So these are important things that are happening tomorrow.
Exactly. And it's expected that the Fed's not going to do anything with rates, but there's going to be some conversation, dialogue, what's going on with the economy, what's the Fed's position, what are their expectations. We don't have a new dot plot to look at, but right now it's really about when the Fed will cut rates and what their plans are for the rest of the year. Right now, we're seeing the possibility of just one cut, which is a big surprise from what we were expecting earlier this year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Earlier this year, I think we went into the expectation of 6 rate cuts or something like this. And then the Fed came out and say, yes, we are planning to cut rates 3 times. But right now, Fed funds futures traders, as said, they're not expecting anything tomorrow, not even anything in June, not even in July, but all of this is subject to change tomorrow. So tomorrow afternoon, all of this will look much, much different, don't you think?
I agree. And I do think that we should mention what led to some of the losses this morning, and that was this employment cost index. So right now, traders trying to grab hold of anything. But this was a bit of a surprise, coming in at 1.2% versus the 1% increase that was expected. So again, we're seeing some data here that could show that costs and prices are higher, which is not what the Fed wants.
Right. And what exactly does this mean? Well, it means that first of all, yes, inflation is real. Secondly, if employment costs are higher, this is cutting into the profits of the companies. And we are in the midst of earnings season. So far, everything is going well. We have almost half of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings, and 80% of them have beaten expectations. But this could mean that maybe for the next earnings season that's coming up, there might be trouble in paradise.
Yeah, in a weakening economy, and that's what we saw with GDP potentially. And then if these costs are higher and then next quarter is weaker, but inflation is still creeping up, that's kind of a worst case scenario for the Fed. But I think it's also a little bit premature. Right now, I think that there's more of a pause in the fight rather than everything, you know, rocketing higher. And that pause is setting up the Fed to potentially cut once this year or not at all. And that has traders a little concerned.
Yeah. We also had consumer confidence coming out lower than expected. I mean, first of all, previous months, 103.1, expected 104. Coming in at 97, and as you said, pointing to a possibly weakening economy. That's what we also saw last week with the GDP that came out worse than expected, the advanced GDP, the initial reading.
Yep, Yep. And then it's still earnings season, a lot going on, but Mickey D's a big one, reporting worse than expected earnings and definitely contributing to this morning as well.
Yeah, so I mean, super interesting. Comeback. Yeah, McDonald's was down 3.5% in pre-market trading after reporting worse than expected earnings. Revenue coming in line with expectations, but earnings came in a little bit worse. And I mean, we looked at this. This is just a fantastic wheel opportunity. This was a great overreaction because look at this. I mean, it's not really that they had a significant earnings miss. It was just an earnings miss.
Yeah, and you know, looking a little deeper into this, worldwide sales were up 1.9% in the quarter, but the expectation was 2.1%. So maybe consumers are buying less McDonald's. Same store sales growth was up 2.5%, and the estimate was 2.6%. So I think it was just a kind of a combination of factors. And then investors saw this as a buying opportunity, buy the dip on that overreaction. And I know that we were looking at this morning, Marcus, you were very interested in an opportunity that popped up.
Yeah, because if you look at the wheel analyzer for McDonald's, I mean, this morning we had the 260 strike price available. I mean, now it's already gone, but we see that this was just a great opportunity. 260, I think this would be fantastic. And yeah, put the order in. I was a little bit distracted with some other stuff that has been going on this morning, and I missed it.
There will be other trades.
Yeah. So if you took it, congratulations. I think this was a perfect, picture-perfect earnings reaction trade that we like to put on. So turning out great. Right, a little bit else. I mean, looking at the overall market, so going back to the S&P 500, I believe that right now we are trapped right here between the 5,000 mark and the 50-day moving average. So we are right now in this little rectangle, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. What really surprises me right now is that the VIX is still pretty low. I mean, if you look at this, shouldn't there be a little bit more uncertainty of what Powell will say tomorrow?
That is a bit of a surprise, Marcus. I mean, we know with the sell-off there, the VIX spiked over the last 2 weeks, and it's since retreated. But I would have expected that, especially with the markets being down a little bit, because typically when the markets are down, the VIX is rising, but also ahead of a big event, I would have thought this would have been higher. But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. So on the other hand, this morning, interest rates are marching higher again. So the 2-year yield above 5% again, the 10-year yield also here, attacking the 4.7% mark right now at 4.667. So yields on the rise, kind of showing that traders are expecting that tomorrow Powell will say higher for longer. And I mean, we have heard this, it's not a new message, but now the question is, how much longer? Will we have any rate cuts this year? I mean, right now traders are factoring in one rate cut, but I mean, the more data we get that inflation is sticky and the more data the Fed wants for evidence that inflation is going down, the less likely it will be that there might be a rate cut.
Yeah, and then this is where, will he be dovish or will he be hawkish? And will he be generally supporting their policy and saying that the economy looks good and it can accommodate higher rates or being there longer, or we're still looking to cut and this is a temporary blip? I mean, there's a lot that could be said, and that's why the decision is not important right now, because everybody knows that the Fed's not going to cut. But it's that statement and then the press conference that everybody's going to be watching.
Yeah. All right, let's move to our positions. We do have on the WTF, no new trades. So I'm still in IBM. IBM bought it at 167.50, right now trading at 165. So slightly below the entry. We see the entry right here. So we're slightly below. We're still waiting for the bounce back and possible gap fill. hasn't happened just yet, but this is still an open trade. So I'm down like $300-$400 on this trade. And then we had an exit.
Yep. I traded PCAR from the open below entry list. And this one, I was filled at 112.98. I did take a loss on that drop today. It continued to slide. So know your exits. Glad I got out when I did.
Get out when the software says to get out. And we had a sell to close at the market open. And if you did this, you had a small loss. I mean, now the loss is definitely much bigger. So looking at the wheel analyzer, super interesting. So Apple right now is still moving higher. So this is where I got filled at 167.50. So I have shares there. I sold the 172.50. And I think this will be interesting to see what happens over the next few days. I mean, first of all, Fed meeting tomorrow. Then on Thursday after the bell, earnings. So we'll see what happens here. You got out of this because you said you do not want to trade this or hold this into earnings. I decided to hold it and we'll see what happens here.
Still looking good right now though.
Yeah. CSIQ, our little buddy, had a couple of good days. I mean, look at this move from the lows here to the highs today. I mean, this is a 20% move. I mean, this just shows that CSIQ can move. Good to see that it is still up today, even though the interest rates are higher today and overall the market is down. So I'll take this. We were much higher this morning, already scratching the $17 mark. Right now, pulling back a little bit, but hey, I'll take this one.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we still have the Fed tomorrow and earnings are coming up in a little bit here. But it does look like traders finally saw this as an opportunity, maybe finding that bottom just above $14. So impressive move yesterday.
Yeah. NEE hanging in there today. I mean, had a good day yesterday. Right now, down with the overall market 0.6%. And we are getting awfully close to being able to sell calls. And we mentioned it. This might be the week where we will be able to sell calls. A lot hinges really on tomorrow, the Fed meeting. But based on what Paul is saying, I believe that this could jump towards our assigned price here. And we'll sell calls and then maybe at some point be done with it.
Yeah, there was 30% annualized available at that 69 call, 69 strike. And I was keeping an eye on it. I did not sell those calls yesterday, but getting close. So looking good.
Yeah. UPS, no idea exactly what is going on here. So I know that we had our longer term trend line here. Let's draw a new trend line that is a little bit steeper here. And let's just keep moving higher because I know that the longer term trend line was a little bit flatter here. So we forget about this. We are just drawing new trend lines because this way we see what is happening here, what has been happening since mid-April. So let's say over the last couple of weeks. And yeah, UPS, come on, keep marching higher.
Love drawing lines on the chart to help the stock, to help direct the stock in the direction. That, it's a trader's tip number 292 that works.
Exactly. All right. So also interesting today, crude oil price is coming down. And that's kind of what we want to see because as we looked at the last inflation data, I think it was, what was it, CPI or PPI or core PCE, we saw that prices for energy, they actually went up 1.2% month over month. I mean, looking at what happened here with crude oil, I mean, it has risen a whole lot. So if crude oil is coming down, energy prices are coming down, this should actually help inflation. And I think that there were some ceasefire talks in the Middle East, and this helps pushing crude oil lower again.
Yeah, that's a positive and good to see.
Yeah. Cryptocurrencies, I mean, Bitcoin, look at this. I mean, Bitcoin right now, the halving already took place, right? And usually we should see a rally because what the halving means is that Bitcoin miners are getting only half of what they got before. So therefore, there's less incentive to mining Bitcoin. And some miners might say, okay, we're done. We're done mining here. And this should then actually decrease the supply, But also, it seems that there's not as much demand as we saw earlier this year when all the Bitcoin ETFs came up and there was suddenly a lot of demand and Bitcoin went from 40,000 to 72,000. Today, a 5% slide here.
Did you ever access your wallet?
No. No. I'll do it at 80,000 again. So at 80,000, that's when I'll access the wallet. It's still on my to-do list. It's one of the things to do. There's not too much in the wallet. There's I can't remember if I had $25,000 or $50,000 in there. I want to say it could be 25, but it could also be that I said, okay, I have 25 in BTC and I definitely have more money in Ethereum. And it could be that I have 25 in BTC and 25 in ETH. Not quite sure. I really need to access it. So don't pay attention.
You probably have more in both now.
Well, this is when I bought it. Yeah, there's definitely more there right now. But we'll see. Okay. Hey, talking about this. I think since we are coming towards the end, we'll take another look at the S&P 500 of where we are for the day. But I think it's time for a dad joke. Do you have one? All right. I go first.
Okay.
Why do gas stations charge you to fill up your tires with air?
Why?
Inflation.
All right. Well, when does a joke become a dad joke?
When I tell it?
When it becomes apparent. Don't judge us.
All right. Oh, look at this. Just right now, as we were starting the show, a slide in the S&P 500 out of nowhere. I mean, this is, we didn't have any reports. Just shows right now also the VIX up 3%. Earlier it was up 1%. Okay, now we see a little bit of nervousness going into tomorrow. Unless, do you see any other news that might have caused this? Since we were on the show here, we haven't had a chance to keep an eye on the news, but I do believe that there's just some nervousness going into tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. Hey, maybe this will give us a few more wheel opportunities because today we didn't enter any other trades. We were looking at the McDonald's just because the VIX was pretty low. Now, as it starts moving higher, there might be an opportunity. All right. We'll keep an eye on this. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. Now, with this it, we hope that you enjoyed the show. If you did, give us a like. We really appreciate all of the likes. If you feel that this was great information and you like sharing it, there's a share button right underneath. You can share it, I don't know, by email, by text, on Twitter, on Facebook, on all sorts of social media. If this is your first time here, welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. Click subscribe and then hit the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we go live again, which will be tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning will be a few hours ahead of the Fed meeting, and we will see what markets are doing today. I believe they will close lower. So there will be some nervousness going into the Fed meeting. And then tomorrow, we'll see if we can break through the 50-day moving average. Anyhow, until then, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.